Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Sean A. Russell, and today marks the start of something big, and honestly, a little bold. We're embarking on a new experiment to see just how connected, informed, and inspired the vegan community can become when we show up every single day. That's right, as part of our commitment to the vegan cause, we're challenging ourselves to record a new podcast every day until November 1st, 2026. Over the next year, we'll be shining a spotlight on topics, change makers, nonprofits, and vegan brands around the world, all working to make plant-based living stronger, smarter, and more united. If you want to be a part of this journey or have your story featured, head over to vegansexplore.com/podcast. We have some exciting projects lined up, and we could really use your support to get things moving. Now let's dive into today's topic, one that has been making headlines across mainstream and vegan media alike. Recently, Consumer Reports released an investigation showing that many popular protein powders contain concerning levels of lead and other heavy metals. The report found that over two-thirds of the 23 powders they tested exceeded California's safety threshold for lead exposure. For some people, that might just sound like another health scare, but for vegan athletes, bodybuilders, and fitness-minded folks, this hits close to home. Many of us rely on protein powders to help reach our daily goals, especially when we're training hard or managing busy schedules. So today, we're breaking down what this actually means, why it's happening, and what you could do about it. Here's the deal. Plant-based powders are made from ingredients like peas, rice, hemp, or pumpkin seeds, all of which absorb minerals from the soil. If the soil contains trace amounts of heavy metals, those metals end up in plants, and once those plants are concentrated into a powder, those contaminants are concentrated too. It's not unique to vegan powders, but it's often more visible because plant ingredients tend to come from a variety of growing regions where soil quality may vary. So it's not that the plant protein is toxic, it's a quality control issue, not a problem with the vegan lifestyle itself. If you're training regularly or building muscle, chances are your protein needs are higher than the average person, roughly 1.2 to 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. Whole food sources like lentils, beans, tofu, tempeh, seitan, and grains can absolutely get you there. But it can mean large meal volumes or constant snacking. That's why protein powders become so useful. They're convenient, efficient, and can make the difference between maintaining or losing muscle mass. So rather than abandoning supplements altogether, the real solution is to choose wisely and demand transparency. Here's how you can stay safe and stay fueled. Look for third-party testing. Choose powders that display certifications like NSF Certified for Sport, Informed Choice, or Clean Label Project Certified. Rotate your sources. Mix up pea, rice, hemp, and soy blends to reduce exposure from any single ingredient. Use smaller whole food boosts. Add hemp hearts, chia seeds, or spirulina to meals. Swap regular pasta for lentil or chickpea pasta. Small changes add up fast. Hydrate and eat variety. A fiber-rich diet with greens and water supports your body's natural detox system. The good news? There are several companies going the extra mile with transparency and testing. Here are a few worth checking out. Vivo Life Perform. They publish heavy metal tests and focus on sustainability. Chobani Plant-Based Protein. They're organic, glyphosate-free, and heavy metal tested. Transparent Labs Organic Vegan Protein. They offer a premium formula with full lab results. Sun Warrior Blend. They have clean, digestible hemp pea protein with a goji blend. Orgain Sport Plant Protein. They're athlete-friendly and NSF certified for sport. And Complement Organic Protein. They're designed by plant-based nutritionists and tested for metals. And if you're ever in doubt, go straight to each company's website and look for a certificate of analysis or testing report. If they can't provide it, it's a red flag. This conversation is bigger than protein. It's about how we source, test, and trust the products that fuel the vegan movement. Just like we hold non-vegan industries accountable, we also have to keep our own standards high for the health of people, animals, and the planet. So rather than fear these reports, let's use them as an opportunity to raise the bar for transparency and ethical production across the entire plant-based industry. That wraps up our first daily episode of the Vegans Explore podcast. Remember, we're committing to produce a new episode every single day until November 1st, 2026. We'll be covering everything from nutrition and fitness to activism, business, and community stories that deserve to be heard. If you'd like to be featured, visit vegansexplore.com/podcast. Follow us on social, leave a review wherever you listen, and share this episode with someone who loves staying informed about vegan health and lifestyle. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sean A. Russell, and this is the Vegans Explore podcast. Let's keep growing, learning, and exploring together.